This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Cynthia Requenis. Date of birth, July the 5th, 1965. Case ID number 2042950. Date of exam, 1/18/2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical information available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Doctor's Hospital at the Renaissance, dated 6/29/2020. COVID-19 status. The claimant denies being exposed to COVID-19 or having had it in the past. She denies having symptoms of fever, cough, shortness of breath, aches and pains, or diarrhea. She has not tested positive for COVID-19 or been around any family members who have had COVID-19. The claimant has received 2 vaccines and a booster shot. Precautions were taken during this examination to protect both parties involved. Identifying information. This is a 56-year-old single female with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of decreased memory /depression /learning problems /anxiety, high cholesterol, hypertension, history of ovarian cancer in remission, bilateral shoulder problems secondary to dislocation, and history of myocardial infarction. The claimant is presently unemployed and was last employed in 2016, where she worked as a substitute teacher for 5 years. The claimant states that she also worked at Dillard's and Foley's for 5 years, as well as a cell phone company for another year. At one time, she also sold dog food for 1 year. During that time, she worked part-time, 5 days out of the week and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a rented home by herself and is presently not on disability. Allegations number 1, decreased memory /depression /learning problems /anxiety. Number 2, hypercholesterolemia. Number 3, hypertension. Number 4, history of ovarian cancer in remission. Number 5, bilateral shoulder problems secondary to dislocation. And number 6, myocardial infarction. History of allegations, number 1, decreased memory /depression /learning problems /anxiety. The claimant states that since 1982, when she was having problems with ovarian cancer, she started to go into a deep depression and started to have problems with decreased memory, learning ability, depression, and anxiety, which her mother states was secondary to the chemotherapy treatment for her ovarian cancer. The claimant states that she was on Propion XL 300 milligrams QD and sertraline 50 milligrams POQD, which did give some relief. The claimant is still suffering from multiple symptoms of depression and anxiety and appears to have some psychological dysfunction areas in her personality as well. However, the claimant states that she's not taking her medication at this time, but does respond very well to citrulline 50 milligrams POQD, as well as bupropion 300 milligrams XLQD. Her condition at this time is stable. Allegation number two, hypercholesterolemia. The claimant states that in 2017, when she had her myocardial infarction, she was diagnosed with hypercholesterolemia. She does have positive in-organ damage of a myocardial infarction with severe coronary artery disease necessitating coronary artery bygraft surgery times 5. At the present time, the claimant is on Crestor 5 milligrams QD. She does not recall what her last level was. Her condition appears to be fairly stable. Allegation number three, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2017, she was having symptoms of chest pain, shortness of breath, and frontal headaches that she had been having approximately 5 years prior to being diagnosed with high blood pressure. She denies any blurred vision. The claimant did have a myocardial infarction, but denies any kind of cerebrovascular accident or nephropathy. She is presently on amlodipine 5 milligrams POQD, metoprolol succinic 100 milligrams BID, spironolactone 25 milligrams QD. Her blood pressure at this visit was 154 or 69 mmHg, which is normal. Her condition appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number four, history of ovarian cancer in remission. The claimant states that when she was 14 years old in 1980, she was diagnosed with ovarian cancer. The claimant went on to have 3 surgeries performed secondary to ovarian cancer recurring. She had approximately 4 treatments of chemotherapy in 1986 and radiation for 16 weeks. At the present time, she's in remission and has been in remission since 1986. She was diagnosed with ovarian cancer, recurrent, and necessitating 3 surgeries. Her condition appears to be stable at this time and in remission. Allegation number 5. Bilateral shoulder dislocation. The claimant states that in 2020, she dislocated her left shoulder as well as her right shoulder. She was diagnosed with bilateral dislocation of both shoulders, and x-rays were performed to confirm her diagnosis. She denies any fracture surgeries, but was given 5 steroid injections in each shoulder for inflammation. Her symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels daily. Her limitations include being able to walk 1 block, stand for 30 minutes, climb 5 steps, squat, but unable to bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, button her clothes and lift approximately 5 pounds above her head. She is not able to use a broom at this time. Her physician is Dr. Johnson. She is presently on no medications for pain And she states the only other physical activity that she does are stretching exercises to help with her shoulders. Allegation number 6, history of... The claimant states that on December the 10th, 2017, she presented to Doctors Hospital at the Renaissance and was hospitalized for 20 days, secondary to a myocardial infarction. The claimant went on to have a coronary artery bypass surgery times 5, secondary to severe coronary artery disease stemming from her chemotherapy that was given. The character of her chest pain was shortness of breath in the mid-chest area that did not radiate to any other part of her body. The claimant says she had these symptoms for approximately 12 hours prior to going to the hospital and had been getting symptoms like this every day for several weeks. The claimant states that it's precipitated sometimes by walking, resting, and sometimes by food intake. She denies receiving any nitroglycerin, but states that the pain sometimes is relieved by resting. Her symptoms include shortness of breath, palpitations, and dizziness. She denies diaphoresis, nausea, or vomiting. Her risk factors include hypertension, positive family history of heart disease, menopause, and high cholesterol. She denies diabetes mellitus or smoking. The claimant has a history of peptic ulcer disease, but denies any history of gastritis, hiatal hernia, biliary disease, pancreatitis, esophagitis, pulmonary emboli or costal chondritis. Her main complaint is shortness of breath, and she does sleep with one pillow at night. She was diagnosed with a myocardial infarction times 1, coronary artery disease, and a history of coronary artery bypass surgery times 5. At the present time, she takes her medication for high blood pressure as well as an aspirin of 81 milligrams POQD. Family history. Her father is 78 years old and is alive. He suffers from hypertension, heart disease, and coronary artery bypass surgery times 4. Her mother is 78. And she has hypertension, heart disease, and coronary artery bypass surgery times 3. She also had a grandfather who is 83 that does have heart disease as well. Medications, amlodipine 5 milligrams QD, aspirin 81 milligrams POQD, bupropion 300 milligrams XL POQD, Crestor 5 milligrams POQD, metoprolol 16 at 100 milligrams BID, spironolactone 25 milligrams QD, sertraline 50 milligrams QD. The claimant states she is not taking her medications at this time, secondary to lack of funds. Medical problems, hypertension, history of bilateral ovarian cancer, necessitating 3 surgeries, arteriosclerotic disease with severe coronary artery disease and history of myocardial infarction times 1, history of coronary artery bypass surgery times 5, depression / anxiety, hyperlipidemia, history of dislocation of both shoulders, but especially of the right shoulder, history of chronic kidney disease stage 3, history of left patellar closed non-displaced common unit fracture, coronary artery bypass surgery times 5, history of plastic surgery of the chin in 2015, and history of depression, learning disability, anxiety, and possible other psychiatric disorder. Social history, tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol. The claimant states that she drinks one or two beers a month socially. The claimant denies any delirium, tremors, or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 98.0 Fahrenheit. Height 5 feet 2 inches. Weight 122 pounds. BP 154 over 69 mmHg. Heart rate 65 beats per minute. Respiration 14 respirations per minute. BMI 22. General, this is a 56-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a fairly reliable historian who presented with her mother for a disability evaluation to evaluate multiple allegations. Could you please drop down to Snell and Vision? OD uncorrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to cardiovascular? After the last sentence, there is a 22 centimeter midline chest scar secondary to where a coronary artery bypass surgery times 5 was performed. Could you drop down to abdomen? There is a 22 centimeter midline abdominal scar where 3 surgeries were performed for ovarian cancer removal. Could you please drop down to musculoskeletal? The claimant had some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness, especially at both shoulders and neck. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or deformity was noted. There is abnormal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. However, the claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the lower extremities. However, the claimant does have decreased range of motion of both shoulders secondary to bilateral dislocation. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally. However, in the supine position, it was 40 degrees on the right side and 20 degrees on the left side. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is abnormal range of motion and strength at both knees, and the claimant was only able to flex at 90 degrees. The claimant had moderate difficulty in squatting and getting up on her own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant did have moderate difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, but was able to walk at a normal tandem rate. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. She requires no assisted devices at this time. Neurological exam. Grip strength was +4/5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2-12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal. Sensory examination was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but some muscle spasms, especially of the neck and shoulder area. Muscle strength was plus 4 over 5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. The claimant is able to oppose her fingers and make a fist, but does have a slight decrease in her ability to pinch. X-rays of the right shoulder, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small to moderate-sized objects. She hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction, except for both shoulders where she has had bilateral dislocation, which appears to be stable at this time. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk, although she has difficulty in heel walking and toe walking. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at plus 4 over 5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting but some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual field and in her vision. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to anxiety and depression. Decreased range of motion of both shoulders, neck, and some problems with knee strength. Probable diagnoses, Number one, decreased memory / depression / learning disability / anxiety. Was being treated with medication that appeared to be helping her. However, the claimant lacks funds and is not able to buy her medications at this time. Number two, hypercholesterolemia being treated with Crestar. However, the claimant is not able to obtain her medication at this time. And her condition appears to be stable. Number three, hypertension being treated. Blood pressure at this visit was 154 over 69 mmHg, which is normal. Her condition appears to be stable. Number four, history of ovarian cancer with history of 3 surgeries to debulk the cancer. The claimant is in remission and appears to be stable with her condition. She has been in remission since 1986. Number five, bilateral shoulder problems secondary to bilateral dislocation. The claimant did have decreased range of motion, but her condition appears to be stable at this time. Number six, myocardial infarction, secondary to severe coronary artery disease, treated with coronary artery bypass surgery times 5, appears to be stable at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a patient by the name of Cynthia Requenis.